Sonic Erotica.
An orgasm feels like a big explosion. It's this huge build-up of feeling really, really close for so long, and then suddenly it just is like your whole body feels like it's tingling or being dipped in a pool of bliss. Everything just feels amazing, to your fingertips, to your hair, to your toes. Just this a complete full body experience of feeling fantastic and amazing and alive and happy.
For me, an orgasm begins in the mind. It's something that is all about me, but at the same time all about a combination of fantasy and reality. So something will start me off and it'll turn me on, and so I'll find myself in whatever position I'm in, whether it be sitting on the couch or lying in bed. It's usually lying in bed. And I'll kind of get myself prepared because I know exactly what it is I want to do. And I'm not worried about getting there fast, because for me, coming is about, I sort of do the whole, I guess they call it multiples type thing. So so basically I'll start to rub my clit, and it will gradually develop, but then after probably only a minute or so, that gradual kind of becomes almost climactic very fast. And I think that's just, there'll just be flashes of images through my mind, and once that starts, it's so easy to come. And then once I come, it, the first time can be really amazing, but I can honestly say that when I'm masturbating, it's about a whole combined experience. So that first come, I'll deliberately tease myself and I'll let it come, and then I'll stop and I'll lie there quite still for, you know, a couple of seconds. And then I'll immediately bring myself to another come, which takes seconds. And that second come is just incredible. And that's when I'll actually start to verbalize how I'm feeling. I love to talk and I love to hear my own voice while I'm coming. So I'll just say things. Usually I say the word fuck a lot. And I like to experiment with breath, because you find that when you breathe out, it can make the cum stronger. And if you pant a little bit, it can make it better. There's all sorts of different things that you can do that that change the way that the orgasm feels. As far as the actual feeling at that moment of when you're coming, it's like a combination of how you feel when you're being tickled or when you sneeze, or the ridiculous, and I know men get it too, the shiver that kind of goes through your groin and through your body when you are turned on by something. You know, if someone looks at you a certain way, or if you get a kind of fantasy come into your mind and it just makes you, it just sends you backwards. It's kind of like a feeling of flipping.
Oh, shit.
Orgasm feels like darkness and brilliant light. It begins as a little pinpoint of feeling somewhere down between your legs, and then it grows into a spinning vortex of darkness. I almost visualize it as a cyclone upside down, growing and sucking you in, and you feel like your skin's coming apart, you're coming apart at the seams, you're not quite in your body. And then finally it's this rippling, fizzing bubble of exploding energy. hits you, and then there's kind of like this strange parachuting feeling when you come down from it.
When I masturbate, regardless of whether or not I'm in the mood to start with, as soon as I touch myself, as soon as I touch my clit and feel that sensation, it's an immediate addictive sensation, you know. It feels like sweet, sometimes sweet and sugary, maybe a little bit spicy if you were to describe it as a taste. And as I progress, it's like a growing warmth in my abdomen. And my legs, the muscles in my legs lock up and get tighter and tighter. And the muscles in my tummy get tighter and tighter, and my back starts to arch as I get closer towards climax. The sensations in my body feel like waves sometimes. Sometimes it's like tingly all through my torso. Sometimes it's just centered in my genitals. Often I'm just quite focused on what my clitoris feels like, trying to get the exact angle and pressure and rhythm for the most pleasurable sensation. Sometimes if I hit the spot exactly right, it's, again, if you were to describe it as a taste, it might be like a little bit peppery. It's like this really, really minuscule pinpoint where the sensations just spike in intensity, and it's quite different to the other feelings of sexual pleasure. And if I keep that up a bit and I start to climax, when the climax begins, when the orgasm begins, again, it's like a different set of sensations. It's more pervasive, I guess, throughout my body. And you know straight away that you're climbing that mountain. And that builds and builds and builds, and you're hoping it's not going to stop, but usually eventually it does, with this sort of sharp cutoff, which sometimes, depending, that can be the most pleasurable moment, or sometimes the build-up is more pleasurable and then it just kind of trails off and you're left sitting up on top of the mountain.
An orgasm, it feels like a building of warmth, of heat, of sensation, quite like pins and needles or numb limbs, except full of sensation and constantly building. It's like a pressure and a heat and intensity. And when it releases, it's like an electric shock, like a release of all energies combining and exploding. And followed by instant peace and calm.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.